This question comes up quite a lot, and in fact I've dealt with it on several occasions on the Hong Kong Visa Geezer blog, but I'm very happy to clear this up for you on this occasion with the following answer. Effectively, when you cease working for your current employer, at the point of the end of your employment, your privilege to continue working in Hong Kong ceases, because you've been sponsored to remain in Hong Kong to do that particular work for that particular employer on those particular terms and conditions that underpinned the approval of your employment visa in the first place, or how it was represented in the last time that your employment visa was extended. So whilst your privilege to work stops at the point of ceasing employment, your privilege to reside continues on until either the immigration department take it away from you prior to the expiry of your current limit of stay, or indeed until your current limit of stay expires, whereupon you're expected to leave Hong Kong. So you're quite right. In fact, even though your employer has told you that at the point of your employment stopping, from his perspective, the employment ceases and the employment sponsorship effectively ends. What that means for you is that the immigration department will allow you to remain in Hong Kong and will give you the necessary grace period, that is until your current limit of stay expires, to go off and look for alternate employment or perhaps consider starting or joining in another business. So that you could then go back to the immigration department before your current limit of stay expires and say, okay, I know I've lost my job, but in the meantime, these new facts have come to light. I've been offered this new position, or I want to start this new business. Here's all my paperwork. This is what's going on. I'd like you to consider an adjustment in my immigration status so that I can remain in Hong Kong to undertake this new work for this new employer, or remain in Hong Kong to join in this new business that's just getting off the ground. And all that takes the form of a separate application to the immigration department in the wake of you having stopped working for your current employer. So, yeah, you don't have to leave. It's arguable the immigration department won't take your current limit of stay away from you. It seems to be standard practice and has been for the 20 years that I've been doing immigration work here, that they will allow you to remain in Hong Kong until your current visa expires. And the same applies also for any family members that are with you, because their dependent visas will follow directly in the wake of your employment visa permissions and the limit of stay that you've all been granted accordingly.